Monday, December 12, 2022, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 3 o'clock p.m.
Some of that stuff. I was just reading something about how they're going to start putting solar things like in clover leaves in cities because you can power up to 100 houses with a, and in a city that'd make a lot of sense rather than have to, yeah.
It has battery.
You know, better rather than taking a nice porch deal.
I guess too. Everybody's leaving and look it up.
Along the interstate. And
that's me?
You got 2 minutes. Get back.
Oh gosh, it's about 3 o'clock. We're missing a couple folks here.
Pardon?
We're missing a couple folks here.
Scott's at the doctor.
Oh, is he? Okay.
He thought he may make it.
Okay.
And Larry, I don't know.
I haven't talked to Larry.
Larry, he had a planning something about a hearing on that, what we talked about, that land out there, but I thought that's a lie.
That was last week, wasn't it?
Well, I just heard that. I don't know. Okay, you ready? It's on. Okay, please stand. I call a meeting to order of the Board of Commissioners for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Roll call, please, Joan.
Robert Giese.
Here.
Scott Love.
Troy.
Is absent. Janet Gill.
Here.
Larry Albanicious is absent. Troy Lonsby.
Here.
Okay, thank you. First item on the agenda is the public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear comments about any item not on the agenda, and the chair has the discretion to limit the time of the comment. Okay, anybody go ahead and... You bet. Name and address for the record, please.
Trudy Jepson, Hubbard, Nebraska. And I'd like to start by thanking the board for doing the commissioner's work. This is a tough time right now between now and when the new ones come in, and you still have work to do, and the new ones are studying up on the next one. So there's a lot of time and effort that go into this job that people don't realize. So I'm starting to realize that more and more. So I just wanted to thank you for that. On my mind is M Avenue. I would like to continue moving forward on that project. There are a lot of worthy projects in the county that need to have. Last meeting, I believe there was one from, that area?
Mills Beach area.
Mills Beach area that would like to have it. And I think that's a great idea. It gets taxes up and everything. But that is a project that could be done in your normal budget. I'm talking about the special fund that you have, that you got.
ARPA.
From the COVID ARPA? Okay. Mm-hmm. So this M Avenue is huge and could not be done on its own. So I would like you to keep pushing forward and using those special funds for that project. A little bird told me to go ahead and contact LeMoyne, the person in Lincoln, and because more information the better. So I did take it upon myself to do that. And I had a very nice conversation with him. He was very helpful, very kind. And anyway, so I sent a message, an email to Bob, and I'd like to read it to all of you. I don't know if you've got a copy or not. Per our phone call on Wednesday, December 7th, I'm sending you this information that I have learned in my visit with LeMoyne. LeMoyne told me that in order to change the speed limit on M Avenue, a written request must come from the County Highway Road Superintendent for relaxation of standards along with the info from the engineer for the different speeds and specs. The letter must address the rules and regulations. It must also address why the relaxation is being requested. Cost is not an acceptable factor. Safety is the key. Once M Avenue is paved, there will be an increase of walking and bicycle traffic. Having a walking bicycle-type path to divert that traffic would help pass this relaxation of standard speed limit through the board as a safety. Oh, it would help pass it through the board, as safety is the main concern. Personally, I don't think the speed limit would need to be lowered clear down to 35. I think that that is too costly, but it's also not necessary. In talking with others from the Hubbard area, it seems like 45 or even 50 would be more appropriate. I would love to see a walking, biking path from Hubbard to the state park. It could easily turn east just past the bridge toward the state park maintenance shed. This would keep the walking and bicycle traffic well away from the paved M Avenue. I went to a village board meeting in Hubbard. They are not considering annexing unless down the road somebody says they want to make a development, then at that time they would look into it. So that is really not an option. So I just wanted you to keep that in mind. They are very much in favor of the walking path, and they are going to check the Simcoe on their part of it, because there's the city and then there's the county. They want to check in with them and see if they can get some sort of grant. The government loves help, so they're going to have monies out there, and that money could be used towards that in conjunction with the pavement of the road. Maybe we can get things worked together is what I'm hoping. The west side of M Avenue is more county, whereas the east side is more village. The line does not go straight across. I was not aware of that before. And just a side note, I've been working on this since 2016, so I'm not going away. So I really hope that I can help you in some way and that we can keep this subject, this project alive. Is there any updates, any question, any information either way?
I do. Are you done?
I think so. Just
okay.
Please.
Okay. I'll comment on it if you're done. I want to see if there's anybody else that, that wants to comment on this as well. Anybody here on the M Avenue discussion other than Trudy? I'll just tell you, as you know, I mean...
And I've been asked if we should have other people come in and show their support, if that would make a difference. I told them I don't think so. That board is for it. It's just a matter of making it work.
Right.
And I was also wondering, I know that Jolene is very busy. She's got a tremendous amount on her plate. I understand that. So if there was any way that we could help formulate a letter for her, with her, maybe she doesn't want help. I don't know. But it's not a form to be filled out according to Lemoyne. It is just writing a letter with all this information. Mm-hmm. So.
And we're going to do that. The comments that I'll have or that I want to give you from the board's perspective, there are a lot of, and I'm just speaking for myself, we have had discussions for 4 years for sure. You've been involved for 6 years. There's a lot of different pieces to the puzzle. Hubbard is one, NRD is one, and us, of course,
Games and Parks.
The big, and Games and Park. So I think, Trudy, honestly, in the next, probably when the new board is sworn in January, and I actually plan on having a meeting before that with all of those folks that I just mentioned. Because I want to take advantage of Joan still here in her clerk.
She's a lot of knowledge, yes.
Capacity, there's a lot of knowledge there. So we're gonna find out, once and for all, what is Hubbard's plans? There's potential development there. Developers involved. We're gonna invite them as well. So we should know. And then also the NRD is talking about, well, they are going to do rural water to the area out
yes.
there. And one of the things that really comes into play with that is if rural water puts that line in and then we come and do the M Avenue, if we have to move that line for whatever reason, that's our expense. So we want to avoid that. So being a little bit proactive, as we go forward. So I would say within probably 2 months we're going to know one way or another if there's support and if we're going to be able to pull it together.
Okay. I was hoping you were not going to put this on hold until the new board members come.
No. We'll do continue. That before because, as I said, I want Joan there as part of that meeting. We'll have Jolene there from the road department and all the folks that need to be, and they'll just see where we go from there. So, anyway, I appreciate your diligence and information that you forwarded to me from Lemoyne, and feel free to. Talk to Lemoyne or whoever you want to talk to, and because the more people we have working on this, the better.
The squeaky wheel. Yes.
Right. So.
But the village of Hubbard did tell me that they, by no means, they're not going to look into annexing in.
Okay.
So that's not something that I want you to wait and hold your breath on.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Judy.
Thank you. Anyone else on M Avenue after those discussions? Then we will move on to the next. Anybody else? Bill, you wanted to come and address the board? Name and address, please, for the record.
William Hafke, Dakota City, Nebraska, 627, Like You Want to Drive. Back in 2020, it was in the summer, I put a field camera out and counted the number of automobiles and vehicles, trucks, whatnot, that came up and down Like You Want to Drive. And at that time, we averaged on a road that's less than a mile long. We averaged 111.8 cars a day in the time period of July 12th through August 3rd. And I know Wally and a few other people have been here to talk about the hard surfacing of the Like You Want to Drive. With the current housing out there, they were all finished in the early 1970s. So we're dealing with we have about 15 homes out there, and a couple of them have rental places in there. We have a population of about 48, and the number of autos moving up and down that road just within the community there is anywhere from 37 to 40 cars are situated out in that area. And like I say, the road is 4,750 feet long from Highway 110 to the dead end of Like You Want to Drive. I would like to also mention the positive things that might be coming down the road. We went down to the NRD office in Omaha this past week, and we had met with a fellow down there in regard to the possibility of funding. As you know, Like You Wanted, the Crystal Lake area there has lost a lot of its water due to the degradation and the river going down. But anyway, we talked to them about the possibility of dredging and looking to do about a 10-foot dredge, which would give us about probably 9 feet of water at the present stage, and kind of figuring out that might last for roughly a lifetime of maybe 50 years, not a lifetime, but 50 years of life. But anyway, that's kind of what we have going there. You have had people there for well over 50 years now, and I think with the double curves in there and it's short, it's kind of almost a pain for a maintainer to keep going down there, turn around, come back up, and then he has to go down there and he comes back. I think it'd be a benefit definitely to the county, and just to where they wouldn't have to. A lot of maintaining has to be done with that because of the traffic. You know, there's a lot of traffic there. You can tell if there isn't much traffic on a county road because they're very narrow. We have about 3 lanes of traffic out there on that gravel road just because of that traffic. But I'd just like to encourage the commissioners to push on, maybe with the thought of hard surfacing, like you want to drive in 155th Street. So.
All right.
Any questions? Great to try to answer. Wally's here also.
Yeah, Wally, he's probably got some answers for us or comments. But thanks, Bill. Anybody else on that particular area or any other thing on public comment? Any other issue not on the agenda? All right. Seeing none, then we will move on to item two, which is the consent agenda, which is the approval of previous meeting minutes, November 28, 2022, approval of payroll claims, November 27th to December 10th. Janet and Troy went over those today. Thank you. And accounts payable claim for F&M health insurance account.
I'll make a motion to approve the items on the consent agenda.
A second.
Okay, a motion by Janet, seconded by Troy. Call the roll, please, Joan.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Item three, new business and resolutions. 3 p.m. Is to be a public hearing for the purpose of giving citizens the opportunity to offer support, opposition, or make neutral comment regarding a request for a conditional use permit to establish a community event center located in rural Jackson, Moody Road in Section 23, Township 29 North, Range 7 East, Dakota County, Nebraska. So at this time, I will open up the hearing and ask for any favorable comments on the proposed community center. Any favorable comments? Seeing none, then any opposition on the proposed event center? Seeing none, any neutral? Seeing none, I will then close the hearing at 3:16, Joan, and we will then move on to item B, which is the board to approve or not approve a conditional use permit to establish a community event center located in rural Jackson, Moody Road, Section 23, Township 29 North, Range 7 East, Dakota County, Nebraska. And the Dakota County Planning Commission recommends approval. Larry's not here. He was on the planning and zoning.
So, Tim?
Tim?
Yeah, we all approved it unanimously, so I don't think Larry's at that meeting.
Okay. Is there a representative here?
Is there anybody here?
Yeah.
Would you like to enlighten us a little bit, or the folks that are here, about what you want to do there and what it all entails?
Yeah.
Thank you.
My name is Samantha Perryman. I'm with Curry Health Law Firm, and I'm here on behalf of Kevin Peterson, who has applied for the conditional use permit. Kevin's planning to open up an event center just north of Jackson on Moody Road. It's in an existing shed, and he's going to update the shed with bathrooms and running water. And his hope is to host events like weddings and graduations and birthday parties, just to provide some facility to host events out toward that direction. Just getting married in the local area within the last year, I can tell you it's difficult to find a place that has the date open that you would like in Sioux City broadly. So I think this event center is going to really provide residents of Jackson and the surrounding area a new facility to accommodate those needs.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Any questions or comments?
Estimated when it's going to be up and running or available?
Hopefully this summer. Yeah. I think trying to hit that wedding season.
Yeah.
About June?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
Where's the location approximately? I know where the cemetery is on Moody Road, but I don't know any.
It's just west of the cemetery.
So it's...
You know where the tower is?
Up on the hill.
Go past that tower,
okay.
Right at the bottom.
So it's an existing... It's an existing facility that you're just updating.
Yep.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, so we need a motion then.
I can make the motion.
To approve? To approve, okay.
Yes.
I can second that.
And Janet second. Troy and Janet to approve the resolution for the event center. Call the roll, please, Joan.
Janet?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes. Good luck. Thank you. Thanks for coming. Item C is approved resolution 22C-030, directing the highway superintendent to study the use being made of the public roads specific to the petition to vacate a portion of West First Street, Millis Beach, adjacent to 1610 Erie Drive, parcel 22007374. Jolene, any comment on this?
I think it's just kind of what we have been doing down there, kind of straighten up that area, define the roads, and clean up the parcel areas. So
okay.
We've done it one or two times, maybe more. So just kind of something to clean everything up.
So
okay.
The highlighted portion on this map is the, I guess, what does that mean? The green highlight. Green.
That's the portion that they want to abandon for vacate. It's
okay.
Actually a platted as West First Street, so it's
okay.
The east portion of West First.
Got it.
And the right-of-way, including the right-of-way.
I think I know where that's at. I'll make a motion to approve resolution 22C030 to vacate that right away.
Second.
Okay, motion by Janet, seconded by Troy to approve. Call the roll, please, Joan.
Robert?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Item D, approved resolution 22C-031 to declare mobile equipment as surplus. Jolene, this is you again.
We have that old Super Duty pickup that does not stay running. I think it's a 2002 pickup.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tractor and mower. We would like to put on big iron.
Okay.
That pickup probably just be listed as for parts. And then get that so we can kind of get the yard cleaned up and get some of that stuff out of there. We do have a new mower coming in maybe March, and we're working on tractor. So,
is our 72 tractor, is that a collector's item yet?
You know, I did have somebody stop by and ask.
Really?
About it.
Why does that not surprise me?
Do it. Nope.
Well, we're going to update that a little bit, so that's good news. Anyway, so this is a resolution to allow this to be put on big iron, correct, Jolene?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. And I will make that motion to approve.
I'll second.
And seconded by Troy. Call the roll, please, Joan.
Janet.
Yes.
Troy.
Yes.
Robert.
Yes. All right, then under miscellaneous and old business, Jolene, again, for a weekly road report.
Okay, we had 235.5 hours of grading roads, 28.75 hours of overtime with the snow removal, 44 hours cutting down trees, 181.75 hours on the snow removal. We did not haul any gravel the last 2 weeks. And we had a request for quick grading down on Blyberg Road. Any questions?
We have we started a project list for the nicer weather. start coming here later next year?
No, but that's something we need to start looking at, because I want to say in March last year, that's when we kind of put stuff together and then bid out the projects for the year, so we knew how to do the budget.
Okay. Did everything pretty much get done that we did for this summer for the project?
We still have, we're still waiting on a couple hydraulic studies, but most okay. everything on the one-year plan has been done already.
Okay.
There's a project down in Attica that they're going to wait till spring to do, and Dixon Path.
Okay.
They're going to do that in the spring.
Okay.
But all the other overlay projects.
That was one of the ones we bid. Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember. Okay, good Dixon Path.
Okay. Thank you, Jolene.
Thank you.
Item B, Kathy Wilchin is here, Clerk of Court, requesting Board approve Chair to sign the Certificate of Cost Allocation Plan allowable per Title II of the CFR Part 200 Child Support Indirect Cost Rate. Kathy, hi.
Hi. Yep. Basically, those are our new rates for 2023. 1754 is going to be our new cost rate allocation for the county, so a little bit down from last year, percentage-wise, so those will be in our reports for the quarterlies. And I did also get since then the child support enforcement sub-awards. Break that down, a few copies of that. So our allocations for from 19 to 24 are $181,820. So for child support, for our performances, they average it out, and that is what our benefit is going to be on that part of it. So it's a good amount towards our county child support funds. So
this is the allocation for 5 years then?
Correct. For the they take those dates from 19 to 24 and
okay.
give us an average for that, yeah. So.
But it's down a little bit?
It was down a little bit, yes, from last
well, we have
last group.
Do so. Anything different with our services?
It's just basically how many child support cases we get in.
Okay.
Service-wise, we just didn't have as many new cases coming in. And
okay.
that's kind of what judges that rate.
So you'll still feel like you'll be able to serve?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, this won't cut.
That never goes away.
Okay.
If anything, it will go. Yeah, so... It was just comparable to like last year, and it did kind of go down a little bit. So, I don't see any issues there at all.
Concerns,
so, yeah.
Paying for staff or
no staff
equipment or anything.
Yeah, at this point, no. I don't see any issues. We've got the referee judge now. Who takes care of all of that is actually less work for us now.
Okay.
So it takes a lot of the paperwork out. He files it all to us now, where before we had to wait
okay.
for it and take care of it ourselves. So that's actually going to be
a savings.
A bonus,
yeah.
savings for us. Yep.
Yeah.
And the other thing I brought in was the bid to reupholster our chairs for the jury. We opted to kind of go that route because it's half the price of getting new chairs.
Yeah.
And our lovely blue color is just, I know you're going to miss it, aren't you? but just a real pretty, I've got pictures if you need to see. It's just going to be a heavy-duty vinyl. They're going to take the chairs down there. They'll pick them up, bring them back for the cost of $1,235.
So do you have something to use, Kathy?
We have our little black
in the interim?
That
okay.
we can use them if need be. So
okay. okay.
Not an issue for placement there.
Okay.
And if we have, they'll be back probably within a month. So if we have
okay.
a trial, it'll only be for one time. So
good.
So yeah.
Was that the was that Eeks? Were they involved in that?
Eeks
and they
were Eeks. They just had chairs. They weren't involved with offering any kind of just recovering.
Oh, okay.
No, this is actually through Cornhusker State.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Good.
So they're going to do that. And they actually were able to give me a quote for refinishing all the benches in there, which I believe is $3,500, but they won't be able to do it until next year.
Okay.
So we haven't submitted that yet until
All right.
A little bit later. They're working on the desk. We're getting goods on as well yet, so that'll come a little bit later,
right.
Hopefully
well.
In the near future. But so the chairs right now, we'd probably do that and get that done, and then just piece by piece. So.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
The item C, monthly jail report, is scheduled for the next.
We need to have this motion.
Pardon?
On B? They don't even have that.
Oh, they don't.
It,
okay.
So
pardon, Janet?
Do we need a motion on B to B?
Yes.
Approve?
Okay.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the, let's see, what is this called?
Certificate of Cost.
Certificate of Cost, Part 200, Child Support, Title 2 of the CFR Part Certificate. Yeah. It's not a resolution, is it? What is it?
No. It's just approval.
Certificate
to sign.
Of cost allocation, I guess. Certificate of cost allocation.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion by Janet, seconded by Troy. Call the roll, please, Joan.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Okay. Item D, Kristen Robinette, Juvenile Diversion Coordinator, requesting approval for the fiscal year 2024 juvenile diversion grant in the amount of $68,230.84 for the period of 7/1/23 to 6/30/24. Kristen, hello.
Hi. So the portion of the grant, we lost 11.5% because the money wasn't being spent. That was prior to me.
Mm-hmm.
And there are ways to get it back by showing them that we'll spend down. And there's two other juvenile grants we can apply for if we don't have enough. But I have a lot of plans to get educational material that we don't have, so I can get some of these kids educated on vapes and the stuff that's going wild right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot of plans to spend down that money.
Good. Good.
I don't think that it's going to impact the diversion program, this 11%.
Okay.
Because there are supplemental grants that come out later if I were in a bind, but I don't think it will be.
Okay.
And then.
So we just need to, sign this at the time. We have to turn this in by in a week or so.
21st.
21st. Okay.
I so basically, I'm requesting more money for education. And iPad so they can do some of the education online. Just a lot of, they'll give money so we can get the kids into counseling too.
Okay.
That's what you're requesting in the grant, is what you're saying? Okay. It's not an additional budget. Okay.
So it's in that 68,230.84 number. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So.
Do you want this page, Joan?
Is that the one we turn in, Joan? Is that
your
name?
There is a place where Bob has to sign. At some point, when you get it done, you can.
Okay.
Are you going to be around this next week or before the.
Before the 21st?
Yeah.
Or he can sign it today, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the amount we're allocated is $68,230.84, and that's down 11.5%, but you can still, when you lay out your budget, you can still cover everything that you need to cover for this year.
And if I can't, there is always two supplemental juvenile grants that I can apply for.
Okay.
But
we probably have to submit this budget first and then, and then go from there.
Yeah. If I see it not covering it, then those grants come out later in the year. so you know if you're down and you need them or not.
Because this is probably a lot related to staffing, I'm guessing. 68,000 percentage.
I think most of it just wasn't spent, and they just wanted to be spent down. And
okay.
I have ideas of lots of ideas of ways to spend it down. There's just restrictions on what we can spend it on.
So we don't have the final budget yet. Is that? Do you have
no.
a final budget?
No, I do not.
Okay, anything else for Kristen? All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Then moving on to item.
We need a motion to approve the chair to sign.
I'll make a motion to approve the chair to sign.
I'll second.
The grant application, seconded by Troy. Call the roll, please, Joan.
Robert?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay. Item E is under our ARPA funding. The first one is the strip and recoat of the tour floor tile upstairs in the hallway in front of county court and address the tile. Well, all the way down that hallway. Randy Ron, we also have, is Randy here?
Right here.
Randy, do you want to take a few minutes and address us on what your specific,
sure.
Welcome.
I'm Randy Ron, I'm president of the board with the Senior Center. We shut our doors down because we were going belly up. We made a decision to close the center for a while. And we raised enough money to be out of debt. So on our own, we have raised $30,000 and paid off our debt. I want you to know that first. We're trying very hard to come back. In order to have the kitchen reopened and get conjugate meals and meals delivered to the shut-ins, we have to have a grease trap installed. And I have a plan here that we had drawn up for us. And what I'd like to use this money for is to start the grease trap and get some of the kitchen remodeled. And I'm asking for like $50,000.
Okay.
So.
I think that's enough information for the board. So thanks for coming.
If you want to look at these prints, if it means anything to you, I can surely pass them.
Do you want to leave those?
Yeah, I can come back and pick them up.
Okay. Randy, are you the director then? Or are you the appointed director? Or are you just...
I wish we had a director,
yeah.
But right now we're just volunteers.
Okay.
All of us are volunteers. And it's hard to find volunteers to come in every day and answer the phone.
Sure.
It's difficult, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have people come in and make coffee, and we're getting donuts and rolls and stuff from Hy-Vee every day.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that coming. And we have a group of people, about 20 to 25 people that come in. Every day they play pool, they gather and they talk and they have coffee and they have no place else to go,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important to me to have them have some place to go and keep our friendship going. Otherwise, their lives are not fulfilled.
Okay. Yeah.
So I really, really want to get this kitchen open back up.
Mm-hmm.
I had a state inspector in there 3 weeks ago. Let me say this first. When things started turning sour, she was in there like a couple weeks before, and the report was not good. As a matter of fact, she was going to try to shut the place down within a month if they didn't get in there and clean it up. She was in there a couple weeks ago, and she is amazed. I mean, we've done a lot of work in there. We've took things apart. We've scrubbed the walls. We've painted stuff. I mean, we have absolutely many, many hours.
Mm-hmm.
On this place. She said we can open it back up. Mm-hmm. In order for us to serve the conjugate meals and the meals on wheels, we have to have a grease trap because we shut our doors. Now, the new city code says you have to have a grease trap installed, and that's what I want the money for. I wish we had enough money to hire a director. It would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
we have some money saved, and we have some money that has been donated to the center, and we're trying to get it matched. Mm-hmm. But if we get a director, then we have to have insurance. We have numerous other expenses besides the salary of them.
Right.
And we're just not there yet. And I don't want to open it up to fail and have it shut back down again. I want to have enough money to keep it open.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I could use some of that money to hire a director, would be great. Mm-hmm. If I could get a director in a grease trap out of this, that would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what I'm asking for. I need your help.
Okay.
Are you trying to certify your kitchen? Is that what it's, you have a cook that cooks, but you can't?
I have a volunteer cook.
Oh, okay.
Get a load of this. I have a volunteer cook. He's through a different agency. They pay him $7.25 an hour. He's an old retired guy, an Italian guy from New York, of all places. He said he'll come over and cook 5 days a week for us for meals. You know, and the state, I guess it's a federal grant, pays him $7.55 as part of the Social Security, you know. So I have a cook that we can afford because he's more or less donated to us. I'm going to have to hire like a prep cook, and I really need a director, someone to answer the phone for our rentals and stuff like that. So anything that I could get would be a great help.
Okay. Can you get leave your phone number, Randy, so we can contact you?
Sure.
If we have questions on...
He has it on.
You have it on?
It's
on here? Okay. All right.
Yeah, there it is. 928-551-2464.
Correct.
Is that your cell? Or
yes,
okay.
My cell.
Okay. And if you have
it. On these plans, this... Can I approach?
Yep. Yeah.
This over here is not existent. This is what I would like to have, our dishes and our grease trap installed over here. Now there's one kind of back here by the dishwasher, but I want to take the hot water heater and the water softener and put them back over here so it's closer to our dishwasher, and put a grease trap back there. I already have an estimate for the grease trap back here, and it's around $30,000 for the grease trap. But if I, after these are drawn up, I got to thinking I could put it over here.
That's something.
And have everything a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
What is a grease trap anyway? That sounds like a...
It separates the grease so it doesn't run down the drain and the sewer and clog it up.
So it's kind of a...
So, and then you'll have somebody come in and they'll pump out the grease trap.
Okay.
Like once every 2 weeks or whatever it needs.
Okay, got it. Makes sense.
So this is all going to be new back here.
It's the same building. Just
same. Yeah, this is just the kitchen area. The rest of the building sits over here. Mm-hmm. So this is just the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And we just had a freezer go down, and we spent $700 in the past 2 months fixing this freezer. And it just went down last week, and I called them back, and they said, hey, there's no use beating this dead horse anymore. Mm-hmm. It's down. So I unplugged the freezer. I went and bought a little freezer for it. So, and then we got a refrigerator, a big commercial refrigerator, and it went down on me Saturday. You know, these things are 40 years old.
Sounds like some of our road equipment.
Yeah.
But... You know, I'm bound and determined to make this work.
Yeah, well, you know what? I really appreciate all the work you've done. I'm on the Northeast Aging Committee, and there's always, every time we meet, we're talking about South Sioux and what you're doing there, and it's just phenomenal. I mean, you're really starting from, in pretty tough shape. And so I'm sure it's a lot better now that you and some other folks are involved in it. I'll just tell you from a board's with the ARPA funds, early on, the board decided that any money that we spent on ARPA funds were for our government uses, or I think that's the termination that we under, and anything that was government,
county government.
That was government use. So we haven't given anything to anybody other than, I mean, you know, we've done a lot with our departments we have here, road department. We're doing a lot of work in the courthouse, upgrading things we have here. So I'm not telling you that the answer is definitively no, but we haven't done anything for any outside entities yet.
Are you nonprofit?
Yes, we are.
Yeah,
nonprofit.
Yeah. So, we will take a look at it, and we have your number, and I'll be in touch.
Okay. We're having a meeting with Connie on the 27th.
Okay.
At 2:00.
Yeah, Connie's a good help. Oh, she's coming, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she's coming here. Yeah, she did tell me that. Yeah, well, good luck.
And you're averaging 20 to 25 people
per day, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, and it's just a suggested donation. But hopefully, thank you.
Thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
The next item is the Cornhusker State Industries quote, which Kathy was here to talk about on those chairs up there in the jury, those jury chairs. So that is something we have, that estimate. Also under courthouse maintenance, we have for some painting that was done. Also, you'll see on here in the county courtroom, the flooring we have from. Excuse me. Let me back up for just a second. So, in the county court office, everybody has in their packet a estimate from Eakes for some
remodel.
Carrie and I talked about that, and it's really for what they want. She felt that it's just too much, and you know that's a good thing about the employees and our offices we have here. You know, we have this newfound money that we're refurbishing and upgrading things that we have, but nobody's spending foolishly. So Carrie thinks, so the Eakes one you have for her county court, disregard. That one is no longer, she's going to, there's a couple things on there that she's going to have them rebid, but it's just, I think the total invoice was almost $4,000, but that's not going to happen. So, disregard that one for the county court office remodel and flooring. And the last one is the district courtroom flooring. Kathy Wilchin, we worked with her. We have a carpet picked out for that. So, that estimate, those. So we have county and district court. Those estimates you'll see in your paperwork. So the process continues. I've told all of the, as I mentioned before, told all of the offices, if you need something done, you need to let us know, because you know, the first thing we want to do is upgrade upgrade the courthouse offices, things like that. So there's a lot of good things happening and a lot more going to happen. Windows, etc. So any questions on those for the board or from the board?
So we're looking at the strip and recoat the flooring, reupholster the chairs, the interior painting. Or did we do that already?
We did the painting.
That's what I was thinking. That's what confused me.
And the strip and recoat's been done.
Right.
Okay, that's been done.
We just needed approval for the submission of, you know,
oh.
to
to
ARPA.
Yeah.
Right.
So that one's already been done.
Right.
And the painting's been done.
So the only ones, I guess, Janet, not then
include in the motion.
To include in the motion today would be the senior center request and also the county court office remodeling and flooring. Those are off currently off the table.
The flooring? There's a flooring?
That is not
right after the EECS. There was a flooring request, two flooring requests, one on the front page and one on the back of that concrete floors. There's one for county and one for district. So district was approved.
Right.
The county for 9,009 is off the table, and the one for district for 8,000 is a go yet.
Right. Okay. Right.
Well, for your approval. About 12,000
for courthouse approvals. And you guys, I mean, you guys are on the building committee. I'm not, so I mean, if you guys are fine with it.
Yeah, I am. I'll make that motion to approve those items.
The four
that we discussed. The four.
The flooring, the reupholster, the painting, and the carpeting.
Right.
Okay. A second.
Alrighty. Motion by myself, seconded by Troy. Joan, call the roll, please.
Janet?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes. Okay. Item five, Commissioner Committee reports. Janet, anything?
I went to a tri-state legislative forum. It was very, very interesting. They were talking about local housing projects or local housing needs, and they indicated there's a really, if you look at the demographics of our region, we really need more two-bedroom and that size rather than big houses that are four-bedroom and three baths. And there was some conversation about funding sources that were rural workforce housing funding sources that were available. And then there was a really another interesting conversation about electric vehicle infrastructure and how they're working on putting together a map so that every 50 miles there's going to be charging stations on key roadways. They showed the Iowa roadways that have been identified, but they didn't show the Nebraska ones, which I thought was interesting.
For EVs?
For EEs, yeah, electric vehicles.
Okay.
Infrastructure plans. And there's a lot of money that's in the pipeline at the federal level for that, for those, that infrastructure.
I think there's
okay, anything else? Janet, anything else? No?
No, that's it.
Okay. Troy?
No.
No? I don't have any reports other than the NACO conferences this week. We do have our two new incoming commissioners in the audience tonight. Marty Hohenstein is here. Chad. Brian Van Berkum, I'm sorry. Chad. You got a brother named Chad? but they're both here, so good luck, guys. We're looking forward to you coming on. So always something going on, but welcome. Joan, anything? We have a couple items here. If you want to, or I can...
I think that's why the camera was here.
Oh.
They left, maybe, huh? Okay.
We have a couple of letters of...
On mail,
or emergency business. Big Fire Law Group submitted a letter opposing the proposed Summit Carbon Pipeline. And also the Siouxland leadership team.
It's a very great source, something Kristen probably would get a lot of use out of, too. You probably have one already.
I'm sorry, what is it?
The Source for Siouxland has a ton of statistics in it, good for grants.
Did you email it to me?
Sure.
So those are the two items under mail and or emergency business.
You know, one thing on the big fire letter, it says that to date no environmental impact study has been conducted. I thought there was an impact study conducted and presented.
I thought I saw where, I thought it was.
The pipelines did.
Oh, the pipeline?
Oh, so they're talking about a different.
They said they were doing one at one of our meetings, but I don't think it was supposed to be done until
okay.
2023.
So it's in process?
One of the two companies was doing this environmental impact study, but it wasn't going to be done until I think spring 23 or something.
Okay. I do remember hearing some talking about that they had.
Was it Nebraska, Tim? I read somewhere in the paper or something where they asked for one, or was it Iowa and Iowa said that we're not doing one?
I think Iowa said they weren't doing one. When we were talking about it in the planning and zoning, one of the companies said that they were in the process of doing it, but it was going to be, like I said, wasn't going to be done until I think summer of 23, which was kind of going to be after the fact, which did make a lot of sense.
Right.
We're
okay, anything else, Joan, under that? No? All right, then we are adjourned.
3:55.